People ask me, what is it like to be in asylum? And here are my thoughts. Everything happened rapidly. Things are changing faster than I can handle them. Once you claim asylum, you lose your right to choose. You also don't have the right to complain. Deep down, you are grateful, but it still hurts. Once you claim asylum and ask for support, you are turned into an object. You will be moved without notice from north to south and east to west. Once you ask for financial support, you will never be able to predict where you will be sent, how long you are going to stay. You won't know what is waiting for you. In seconds, you will be moved like a chess pawn from square to square, and you need to be ready to move within a second. Don't complain, because you already agreed to lose the right to choose. Once you claim accommodation support, you will lose the luxury of making a decision. In that moment, you had already decided not to decide for yourself. The feeling of choosing where to go, when to eat, what to eat, and how to spend your time. Being on a waiting list hurts the most. The uncertainty of what tomorrow holds for you scares you the most. It's impossible to predict where you will be sent after an hour. You don't have the luxury of preparing in advance. It's difficult to predict whether you will be attend the doctor appointments or not. For all the big decisions that they had taken for you, you got short notice. When you ask for a simple thing, you feel like a beggar asking for crumbs. When you ask for a favor, you lose your dignity. I'm terrified of losing myself. Right now, I don't know what type of food I love or what style of clothes I prefer. I lost myself. I lost who I am. It's quite difficult. And the most difficult part is explaining to your kids why you go to charity and why they can't choose. And over all of that, you need always to show gratitude. It's important to be grateful for what you have, feel grateful for it, and always nod and say thank you, because in the end, that is the only answer you have. You don't have the right to do anything. Without their help, you will be on the streets. It's not their fault that you are struggling through it. And for all of that, you should be grateful. I'm an asylum seeker, a home seeker, and a safety seeker. I am a homeland seeker. There are small things that others don't take seriously because they are not struggling with what you are experiencing. So they can't relate. For example, food. Breakfast is served from 9:15 to 10:15. If you overslept, you will miss breakfast. It will also be missed if you have an early appointment. You need to schedule your life between meals, which lasts for only 1 hour. And if you are late, you won't find food left for you. So technically, you have only 20 minutes to save something to eat. They will try their best to find an alternative options for you if you have a restricted diet. But they will forget about you after a few days. So don't feel a disappointment. If they miss your meal, at the end of the day, they are not responsible for you, so be patient. People are just trying to help you as much as possible, so don't ask them to provide essentials that you should be able to provide yourself. Aside from that, laundries can be a little bit challenging. I know it's frustrating to lose lots of socks, and I know how upsetting it is to find your clothes stained or ruined. But you should always remember that they owe you nothing, and you owe them lots. Even if you don't have any other clothes to wear, just wear for charity clothes and find something to cover yourself with. People are fed up with all that stories they hear. They just want you to say what they want to hear. No one cares how hard life is for you. Be grateful for what you already have. Are you waiting for refugee status? Are you worried about how to find a place to stay? Are you scared of having to go back to your hotel? You need to be more flexible. You need to learn to move quickly. You should be able to pack and unpack your things in a matter of seconds. Don't get attached to people or places. Be a robot. Conceal and don't feel. You should find a way to stand up by yourself. Are you scared that you will be moved to a place that you don't know much about? Well, I'm terrified. What will you do if the house is covered with grime or in an unsafe area? How are you going to find a school and a GP? It's a lot of work. What really freaks me out is that it's just for a short time. Or maybe for a long time, who knows? Nobody knows. Your leave to remain may come just a couple of days after moving or after years. No one knows. You can't start anything because you are not settled. Even if you got permission to work, who will hire someone in your situation who doesn't know where they are going to be tomorrow? What do you feel when you hear that you are so dependent and useless? What do you feel when you hear every day in the news how much you are costing the government? And when you read people complaining about your existence? I know how much this hurts. Sometimes I feel as if I'm a trash bag that no one wants, but if they dig, they will find gems in that pile. What do you feel when you hear that you are so dependent and useless? What do you feel when you hear every day in the news how much you are costing the government, and when you read people complaining about your existence? I know how much this hurts. Sometimes I feel as if I'm a trash bag that no one wants. But if they dig, they will find gems in that pile. I can't blame them. I'm embarrassed to be that useless. It's difficult for me to get that idea after all these years of studying and hard work. I need to start from the zero. Or that doing the ORE is so expensive and difficult to afford. Are you afraid that someone will tell your kids that they are costing the government that much of money? Well, I'm terrified. But you know what I figured out? I figured out that I should educate my kids about the asylum seeking process. They should know that the government is kindly offering us the essentials to stay safe and healthy. And right now, we should study hard, learn the language and try to get qualifications so we can work and afford to have what we need and want after that. I should teach them that although they don't have what they want, at least they are lucky to have what they need. We should know that once we are granted our leave to remain, we should be independent and able to find a job. They should learn to pay back for all that support we had. We can do small things like volunteering or helping others who need help in the supermarket. Just a small kind gesture to show that we are grateful. It's a mindset that the kids should learn. Even we are taking right now more than we are giving. One day we will give back as much as we can. They should feel that they are a part of that beautiful community that gives them love and care. I know it's difficult to accept that you are that needy right now, but don't worry. One day you will grow and bloom and be helpful and inspiring to others.